A reading from the Holy Gospel of John. Some in the crowd who heard these words of Jesus said, "This is truly the prophet." Others said, "This is the Christ." But others said, "The Christ will not come from Galilee, will he? Does not Scripture say that the Christ will be of David's family and come from Bethlehem, the village where David lived?" So a division occurred in the crowd because of him. Some of them even wanted to arrest him, but no one laid hands on him. So the guards went to the chief priests and the Pharisees, who asked them, "Why did you not bring him in?" The guards answered, "Never before has anybody spoken like this man." So the Pharisees answered them, "Have you also been deceived? Have any of the authorities or the Pharisees believed in him? But this crowd which does not know the law is accursed." Nicodemus, one of their members who had come to him earlier, said to them, "Does our law condemn a man before it first hears him and finds out what he's doing?" They answered and said to him, "You are not from Galilee also, are you? Look and see that no prophet arises from Galilee." And then they each went to their house. The Gospel of the Lord. Nicodemus is one of my favorite biblical characters. Even though he only makes a couple of fairly minor entrances onto the stage of John's Gospel, his searching and his honest questions show us someone who is really struggling with understanding what it means to follow Christ. I love Nicodemus's innocence and his courage. If you remember, he first visits Jesus in the darkness, in the night, at the beginning of the Gospel. His searching heart and his inquisitive mind leading him to ask Jesus, "But how can a person be born again?" He's walking along a path that he himself doesn't even yet understand. I think it was St. Ambrose who defined faith as truth-seeking understanding. Faith is not about knowing lots of sophisticated theological mysteries. It's a journey toward God and with God, one which frequently leads us along dark paths. Nicodemus, like Abraham and Sarah and so many of our fathers and mothers in the faith, was not afraid to walk and seek God in the darkness. And as we see in today's Gospel, Nicodemus is not afraid to ask questions, even the ones that upset the religious guys that think they got all the answers. Searching for truth and asking questions go together. The Pharisees in today's Gospel were holding on to a faith that no longer lived and breathed. They no longer searched or asked questions. They already knew all the answers. They mocked the guards. "So, have you also been deceived?" And they laughed at Nicodemus's questions, suggesting that he was probably just another wimp from Galilee. "You're not from Galilee also, are you? Don't you know that no prophet comes from Galilee?" The greatest theologians, St. Thomas Aquinas being one of them, were the ones who asked new questions and never, never tired of searching for a deeper understanding of truth. I'd vote for Nicodemus as the patron saint of theologians. Today, we remember another great man, an exemplar Christian who never stopped searching for the truth, who never stopped asking questions. Salvadoran Archbishop Oscar Romero was assassinated on this very day 32 years ago while celebrating the Eucharist in a small chapel in a hospital for people with cancer. He didn't easily swallow the simplistic explanations about poverty and injustice. He read the gospel and he studied it and he preached it, not because he knew the truth, like the Pharisees in today's gospel, but because he, like Nicodemus, sought the truth with the humility of a true disciple. Archbishop Romero once said this. He said, "I study the Word of God to be read on Sunday. Then I look around me at my people. I use this Word to shed light on my surroundings." Naturally, the idols and idolatries of the earth are irritated by this Word, he said, and they would very much like to remove it, to silence it, to kill it. Let happen what God wills, but God's word, as St. Paul said, is not tied down. Faith is a journey into the mystery of God. It's not a contest to know all the answers. It is an invitation to set off in trust, answering the call of Jesus, "Come and follow me." Where are we today on that path? Nicodemus will appear again in John's Gospel in a couple of weeks, along with Joseph of Arimathea at the foot of the cross, to bury the dead body of Jesus. To many of their contemporaries, they'd chosen the wrong path. They should have known that nothing good comes from Galilee. The Pharisees were nowhere to be seen that day. They were counting their coins behind closed doors. They had won the contest, or so it seemed. As Archbishop Romero said, the idols and idolatries of the earth are irritated by this word, and when they would like very much to remove it, to silence it, to kill it, let happen what God wills, but God's word, as St. Paul said, is not tied down. Nicodemus may not have known all the answers, but he walked all the way to the end with Jesus. I hope I can too.